It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. So, no, I just figured that... I'm sorry.
You gotta,
Karen Huff. Yeah. Karen Huff is with us.
Compass for Conduct Disorder.
Right.
Is what she created.
And now when we're talking about children with conduct disorder, though, this is actually a condition. This is a...
This is not a child just
acting out,
not behaving well, and Jeff's going, spank him on the mind. This is different.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. This is a brain disorder. It occurs in the brain, parts of the brain that are responsible for emotions and processing of other people's emotions.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking
smaller.
in our video, that live mm-hmm. video leading up to this, and it's just shocking to me that so many children are, you know, that there's actually, they're not just, you know, misbehaving. There's a reason for it. But that reason is not realized until it's almost too late, in the sense that they've done a violent crime or something.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, my goodness. But there are some things that you can look for.
There are.
We're going to talk more about children and conduct disorder. You'll stay around with us a little bit
yes.
this morning, do a couple of breaks, because I've got, I know JW's got more questions. He's got terrible conduct disorder.
No, I don't.
Just bad conduct.
Yeah, I'm just bad.
New way to light up an old flame. Joe Dippy.
Dippy
is on 103 now. I was thinking to myself.
Yeah, you are.
103.9, 98.5.
His chair's bothering him today. I'm sorry. I don't want you to come back in the studio without a new chair.
When I get done, I am
it's
going
been a major
to
problem today. But Karen Huff
it's is thrown me out on the floor. You missed that.
Compass for Conduct Disorder. And before you get into the things to look for, the markers. What is that?
That's my phone.
Oh.
No, here, let me answer it.
It's my husband. Go right ahead.
Oh, go right ahead. Say hello. Hello?
Hello, Karen's phone. Hey, hello. Is this Mr. Huff? We're on the radio with Mrs. Huff right now. Can she call you back? Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. Did he?
He's just leaving the unit, and he'll see you when you get home.
I figured he was going to say, stop by the grocery store, get some water and some toilet paper.
I thought he was going to say, who in the hell are you?
He's going to tease me later about strange man answering my phone.
All right, before you get into the things to, I guess these are things to look for, or markers.
Red flags.
Red flags.
Indicators, yeah.
You're the parent of a child with this.
Yes, I
okay,
am.
Okay, how old is your child?
She just turned 18.
Okay. How did you find out that, how did you get to the moment to find out that she had the conduct disorder?
Well, it's kind of interesting. And I'll try to make it short.
Yeah.
My husband was...
Yeah, we just talked to him.
Yeah, we just talked to him. My husband was... was an anti-terrorism officer in Florida, and when I met him and married him, and from there he moved into corrections. And he said to me one day, he said, D acts just like some of these offenders I work with.
Right.
He's a lieutenant out at the Barry Telford mm-hmm. unit now.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, she acts just like some of these people. And so I went online and I started looking up these behaviors, and I found a book about, I forget the title of it now, but basically it's about little kids who become criminals,
mm-hmm.
because the entire book was 10 years old and under. She was a little older than that at that point. So we already were in family therapy that was not helping. It was just making matters worse. And I went in, made an appointment with the therapist. My husband and I went in and presented him a checklist from Dr. Hare. Dr. Robert Hare made what's called a psychopathy checklist. And he sat there and he scored it. And we compared notes. And he said, it's got to be conduct disorder. And so we had her tested. We had a full battery of testing done. We had, while she was in the hospital, in a residential treatment center, which wasn't helping. She participated. She told them that she had epilepsy. And so they were doing brain scans on children with epilepsy. Mm-hmm. And I told the researcher, she doesn't have epilepsy. She's never had a seizure in her life. But he agreed just to do the brain scan for
right.
us. And so, because they were using functional MRI. And he took part of the research that had been done. And so when she was shown violent images, her pleasure centers lit up. When she was shown things that would make someone sad, her pleasure center lit up. So it was completely opposite of a typical child.
You understanding this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure.
And the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex, which we were talking about earlier, the part that controls our emotions and creates our emotions, was significantly smaller. And the neural pathways in between were what they call the white matter, was different. And without showing you a picture of it, I can't explain how it's different. It's just, it's almost like scar tissue.
So it is a physical disorder.
Physical yes. brain disorder that yes. can be traced.
Conduct disorder. Yeah. So it's not just acting out. It's no. not just, he's a bad kid or seeking attention.
Right.
But there is a reason
real problem,
for this.
Man.
Right. So,
When you come, we got to take a break.
Well, we got another few seconds okay. that I can do this here before. But let's come back. So
yeah, come back because we want to do the red flags that you have written down. That
yeah, maybe you, maybe your children, grandchildren, somebody mm-hmm. you know. This could come. This could be something big for you. Really could. A whole lot more children than we thought are affected by this. Sweethearts of the Rodeo on 103.9 98.5 The Pig. I've come to expect it from you, George Strait. You like George Strait?
I love George Strait.
All right.
King George.
Then we love you because he's King George to me.
103.9 98.5 mypigradio.com. Karen Huff's in here with us. She loves George Strait.
That's good.
But conduct disorder. And it's a compass for conduct disorder.
And you said it is
your organization.
A brain disorder that you were able to find out with your daughter.
Yes.
But you said there's some red flags, some things out there that people with children that are seemingly, it's not making any sense
right.
to look for?
Right. One of the things we notice when they're toddlers, and that's a good place to start,
yeah.
Is that they have extended temper tantrums, which you would think of as a temper tantrum, but it's really more like a rage. You know, you say, no, don't do that. And they throw themselves on the floor, and they scream for an hour. And they do this 10, 12, 15 times a day or more. So we say rage is lasting more than 30 minutes, multiple times per day. And we're not talking multiple times. It's not three. It's not, you know, because you refuse to buy them a candy bar at the store or a toy. It's because of anything.
They just go into a rage.
They just go into a rage.
Okay.
And then, so that's, you know, with little kids, they bite, they hit, they kick. They don't learn from their mistakes. Now, some of these behaviors also carry forward into, out past early childhood. So they have a lack of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
They have just a total lack of empathy. They see somebody hurt and they laugh. They think it's funny. That's those pleasure centers we were
right.
talking about. They lack remorse. If you can even get them to admit that they did something wrong, it's like, so what?
So what?
You know, yeah, I took your Pop-Tart because I wanted it. What you gonna do? Mm. They have violent tendencies. They are abusive toward others, people. And sometimes they're abusive toward animals.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that. And I'm not talking about just, you know, I hit you because I'm mad at you. It's you're black and blue, and you go to the grocery store, and somebody's telling you, you need to leave your husband. And you're going, no, it's this kid that did it, you know, and they don't believe you. They don't learn from their mistakes. They have a lack of emotion, what we call a flat affect. So it's like, you know, they can be very charming, very personable, and highly, highly manipulative. So they may act one way at home, and they may be a model child and student at school because they're very, most of them are very smart. They intentionally, I said that, they're pathological liars. Doesn't matter what it is, they're going to lie about
it. They're going to lie
about it. You can say, this table is gray. And they'll go out. My mom said that table's blue. Isn't she crazy? We've had them lie to Child Protective Services. They just make stuff up. You take their phone away or their video game away, and next thing you know, you've got CPS knocking on your door. So these are just a few.
Okay. Will we have another break after this, Jeff, before the show ends?
I think so.
Okay.
But we still got another couple minutes.
It seems like it might be difficult to differentiate for a lot of people between normal, what we would call normal bad behavior, mm-hmm. normal that we think needs to be disciplined or whatever, and this, mm-hmm. which discipline really won't do any good because it's a brain disorder, right?
Right.
How do you differentiate that?
That's a very good question. I'm buying time here. So when a child like Jeff, who...
Yeah, well, he had to be disciplined. Yeah, who burned down the shed had to be disciplined quite a bit.
He did. It was an accident, uh-huh. and I'm sure he felt bad about it.
Oh, right? I felt terrible.
But a child with conduct disorder does it intentionally.
And they don't feel bad about it.
So,
there's a disorder.
Right, and that's what it boils down to. It boils down to intent.
So see? I don't have a disorder. I'm just a bad kid.
That's what I'm saying. But we're trying to differentiate between you and the person that has a real problem.
And if mom and dad were severe enough in their punishment with you, you're not going to do it again.
Right. Oh, yeah, I ain't never burnt down another shed since.
But what she's saying is it won't matter. You can go in there and spank them to death or whatever. Or you're standing in the corner because they don't know that they did. It probably just angers them.
It does.
Even more.
It does. And they'll go and they'll burn down the house next because you got onto them for burning down the shed.
All right, hold on.
We'll come back and wrap it up because we have to come back and wrap it up.
Because I want to make sure that some parents know how to get a hold of you before you get up out of here.
All right.
MyPigRadio.com, 103.9 and 98.5. Jeff, John, Two Old Men, A Dog, A Morning Show, and Miss Karen Huff in here with us as we're wrapping up today.
Compass for Conduct Disorder. As we wrap it up, two things, and lastly will be how do they get a hold of you, but what do you guys do to help people when they do get a hold of you?
We have a list.
And it's the parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're
obviously
hearing from
the parents, because the children are the ones with the disorder they're not going to.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
So we are compiling lists of resources for parents, and by resources, I mean we're talking about, there's only one real treatment center, and you hope your kid's not too violent to be accepted.
Right.
But we help them find therapists and doctors who are conduct disorder aware, so that they're not trying to prescribe traditional treatment to something that just won't work. And then we direct them to our support group where they can talk with other parents. It's online. It's on Facebook. So they can talk with other parents and realize they're not alone, because we are so isolated as parents of children with this. We have a network of professionals who are, like an attorney in Texas who's dealt with a child with conduct disorder can talk to an attorney in Minnesota mm-hmm. who's dealing with a child with conduct disorder. So they have the same lingo, and they can do that. We go to meetings with them, as we've talked about. We provide support. We have crisis buddies, so that if you're at the hospital for 10 hours or 24 hours, because you have to stay with your child until you get a bed in a facility, then we have people who will bring them food, who will bring board games or cards or charger for their cell phone, someone who is their point of contact with the outside world who can come and go and be of assistance. We are developing a program for 2 to 5 year olds mm-hmm. to try to teach them what's called cognitive empathy.
So we can get, and I'm sorry, but we can get more of this information. Compass for CD at ORG.
Right.
So Compass for CD at ORG. If you've got some questions, if your child's been acting out and you're thinking this is not normal bad behavior.
Right.
Then contact Ms. Karen, Compass for CD at ORG, 430-342-1548, 430-342-1548, and we're going to get the podcast up. So you can on the website, My Pig Radio, and you can get all
that information.
If you
miss part of this and you're going, I caught part of it and I don't understand, what did she say? You can go back and listen to the whole thing and understand.
Thank you so much for coming, because I wouldn't have known anything about this.
No. So I've never heard of it. And see, I've been educated today.
Yeah, see, we've learned there's a difference between ignorance and stupid.
Exactly.
I've taught him that. There's a difference between ignorance and stupidity.
Yeah, I can still be trained.
Yes. And there's even a difference between ignorance and medically stupid.
Wow. She's carrying it a step further now.
Now I'll be able to tell people, I'm sorry, I'm medically stupid. You'll have to ask Anna about that.
That on you from now on. I like that. Thank you for providing me with that.
All right. Thanks, Miss Karen.
Thank you so much.
All right.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.